The show is live and local. It's your connection to local performances. I'm Kevin Kelly, pleased to have you with us on the show today. Our guests are Hathaways, both of them. Well, two-thirds of them, I should say. Kate and James Hathaway make up, what is now part of the band called Hathaways. They frequently perform as a duo, but also with a backing band. And they're joined by Tom Torino, who is, he plays all kinds of music, but under his influence, Kate got to discover Peruvian music, and that type of music from South America influences... And with apologies for that interruption, but trust it gave you information that is useful. I will see if I can remember what I was saying in the midst of that, which is essentially, I think, that Peruvian music is among the influences on Hathaway's sound. They are playing a concert Sunday night, which they are billing as Peruvian music, with Tom Torino at the Iron Post in downtown Urbana. It starts at 7 o'clock, and we have a live preview for the hour on our program today. It's live and local. I hope you'll stay tuned. You just heard Hathaway's Kate and James performing a song from their EP from a few years ago, actually, I guess about 4 years ago now already, called Wait For Me. And that's heard here on Live and Local on FM 90.9. You'll have to excuse my voice today, which is going to pop in and out of this gravelly business until things get cleared out over the next couple of days, I hope. And the reason I played that music is that, excuse me, Hathaways are with us along with a special guest, Tom Torino. Tom's been on the show before for various reasons, including with son Matt when they've played together. Tom plays in all kinds of different groups, and I mean really seriously different from each other. But one of the types of music that he has specialized in, both as a performer, but perhaps especially as a researcher, as an academician at the University of Illinois in the School of Music there, is music from the Andes, specifically Peru, and more generally South America. And I think it's that influence on Kate Hathaway that certainly prompted her to go to Peru, got her to discover this small and, at least the one she's holding, a particularly beautiful instrument called the charango, which she has incorporated into the sound of the band that has gotten to be known as Hathaways with Brother James. And they were on the show a few years ago, I guess, probably our first year when they first released this EP. We didn't get a chance to hear them live then. I've heard them a couple of times briefly out in various venues, and I'm delighted that they have their instruments today. Kate doesn't have, she has a voice, but she's not hearing well today, so I don't know if we'll actually hear her voice very much. We seem to have upper respiratory things going on in this room.
Hopefully we won't pass them around.
Maybe Tom doesn't know he wants to be here. Well, they have a gig on Sunday night, and this is all by way of preamble, to say that the music they are going to play Sunday night is Peruvian music, not Hathaway's the band. And although, of course, you heard one version of Hathaway's the band just a minute ago, they have a more recent CD out that has a full backing band, and we may be playing that one of these days in the future. However, Peruvian music and music from the Andes is the topic of the day, and Tom told me, actually, literally just before we open up the microphones, that you are actually now a standing trio. It's not just Hathaway's with Tom Torino. You're in search of a name. So as a trio that plays Peruvian music. So maybe we'll come up with something this hour.
Do you have call-ins here, Kevin?
We don't. But people are certainly welcome to email any one of us as we give out some email addresses maybe and say, hey, I got a great name for your band. And everybody's nodding, say, why not? We don't have any ideas right now. Anyway, somebody else should talk because I need to clear my throat. But welcome to the show and thanks for coming in.
Well, it's our pleasure. We're going to start off, so I don't know, a little bit of background. Yeah, Kate and I started playing back in the old days when I was a professor at the University of Illinois.
That was only a year ago, Tom. You just retired. Not, you didn't even retire a year ago, did you?
No, just a month. But anyway, back in the old days, we had this group and I was teaching these Andean instruments. This is the music, I like to think this is the music of my youth. When people were listening to Springsteen or something, I was actually listening to this stuff and playing this stuff. And I went to Peru in 1977 for the first time, I guess, and just fell in love with this little instrument, the charango. So anyway, we had this group at the university. It was a class. And Kate took it and started playing the charango, and she's been playing it ever since. And the great thing for me was when I actually worked my way through grad school playing Latin American music of different kinds. We had bands, and I lived in Austin, and you could actually sort of make a living at it down there. And so I really do think of this as the music of my youth, but I gave it up for a really long time. I was playing other things. I didn't really have people to play this with. And it's through Kate and James that I've kind of been brought back to it and brought back to going back to Peru pretty regularly these past few years. So it's really... that's one of the great things, and I really appreciate it. If it wasn't for them, I'd probably be playing the banjo right now, and I would miss this.
Which is among those instruments that you play in these various other bands.
Yeah,
plus seven or eight others. Actually, I have a list here that's on your website, which is...
On my website?
Well, not your... I shouldn't say. The School of Music website, they have a partial list of instruments that Tom Torino plays.
Really?
You don't need to be reminded of what they are, I'm sure.
No.
It's just your bio on their website. But why don't we just launch into something?
Yeah, we're going to play a song from Cusco, Peru. We're going to play two charangos and a guitar, and that would not be unusual down there. And our goal, Kate and my goal, is to sound like one instrument so that with my old teacher, Julio Benavente, that's what he and I tried to do, and backed by a guitar. So this would be a kind of common instrumentation for playing in beer halls or what they call chicherias, this place where they sell chicha beer, or, you know, for all sorts of different kinds of parties and so on. We're going to play a song called Pica Flor, the hummingbird, and it comes from the southern part of the Cusco state.
Music performed here by a band yet to be named, who consists of Kate and James Hathaway and Tom Torino, with Kate and Tom playing this Peruvian instrument called the charango, and James on the guitar. And I said a Peruvian instrument. Is it specifically Peruvian, or is it generally Andean, or generally South American?
Well, Kevin, I'm really glad you asked me that.
I'll bet you have an answer. It sounds like a potentially long one.
Okay, no, I'm going to keep it short.
We got 45 minutes.
This instrument is invented. It's a guitar. Throughout Latin America, you have more guitar variants than anywhere else. So if you go to Mexico, every 100 miles, you've got a new guitar variant, different string organization, tuning. They all look like guitars of some size. This is probably Latin America's smallest guitar. It's about the size of a ukulele. Kate's has a round back because it comes from Bolivia. Mine has a flat back because it comes from Peru. So there's some stylistic differences, but it's a 10-stringed instrument. But it was really invented in the Andes. And actually, it was invented between the state of Huancavelica in central Peru and Potosí, Bolivia, somewhere in there. And it was diffused by muleteers who carried the minerals out to the coast through Argentina. So you can actually trace where indigenous people play this instrument in the Andes now is the trade route for the minerals that they took out of the mines during the colonial period. So we know that the instrument's in existence by 1700, but we don't really have an exact date of when it came into being. But it's clearly based on the guitar or probably the five-string guitar from Spain.
So would there be then and perhaps now guitar bands where you have the big one and then the smaller and smaller and smaller, and so it was grew out of some sort of need for soprano, alto, tenor, bass guitars or something like that?
No. You have in indigenous society, indigenous boys, only males play instruments in indigenous communities in the Andes.
Still.
And so boys play the charango to court girls. This is exactly what the instrument's for. They use metal strings as opposed to the nylon strings we're playing. And they only play charangos with charangos. They don't mix. So when they're playing certain kinds of flutes, they only play the same kind of flute and drums or the same kind of panpipes and drums. They don't mix timbres like what in orchestras. And this size thing that you're talking about, yeah, the indigenous people don't do that. In mestizo culture, that is people who partake both of European and indigenous and sort of have both those strains in their habits, in their cultural ways of being. It's not really a racial designation, but a cultural one. In that case, yes, you'll have these big orchestras with kind of bigger guitars playing the bass lines and then all the way down to the charango and the high-pitched charango, yeah. So you will have that in mestizo culture.
I'd kind of like to hear one. But then I'd also like to see a boy courting a girl with a charango, which would be really kind of fun to do.
It is fun to do. It's fun to court girls in any way, but especially good with charangos.
So was the music you just played, would that have been girl courting music?
No, this is mestizo music now. This is music that we learned, or I learned from this teacher of mine, Julio Benavente, and... So no, this is not courting music. The courting song goes like this.
It's a bit repetitive.
All day.
So that really sounds very much like one of those birds that I hear outside my window that keeps doing the same thing over and over, hoping some girl will show up.
Exactly.
And presumably it happens sometimes.
Presumably.
Well, I really enjoyed hearing you guys play together and looking forward to hearing more in a matter of moments. Let me mention, however, first... that some coverage that the Illinois Public Media is going to be providing coming up very shortly of the Republican and Democratic National Conventions. Each night of both conventions, NPR will bring you live reports and analysis on WYL AM 580, our companion station. The PBS NewsHour will provide live coverage on our other companion station, WYL TV. Our national convention coverage will begin two Mondays from now on August the 27th at 7 p.m. from the GOP National Convention in Tampa. WYLL is your source for in-depth election news and, of course, also for not only classical music here on FM 90.9, but all sorts of things on Live and Local. During the noon hour, now I say that because our show is going to shift starting on the 4th of September, which is the day after Labor Day. Our noon hour show will shift to 4 o'clock, right before All Things Considered. We're building a sort of a news and information entertainment block from 4 until 7 on FM 90.9 starting on September 4th. I certainly hope you'll move with me, and perhaps we'll discover some new listeners then as well for Live and Local. What's next?
So I promised my partners here that I wouldn't talk anymore.
What, for the whole rest of the hour?
Yeah, so we're just going to play. I should mention that your competition, WEFT, I'm doing a show on Wednesday afternoons, 2 to 4, not this... Yes, this coming Wednesday.
There is no competition for WEFT.
That's true. But okay, so anyway, on WEFT, 2 to 4... What day is today? Thursday. Next Wednesday, I'm doing a show about Andean music, and I'm using recordings, so you can hear a lot of this, very stuff that you were asking about. You can hear it on that show. But now we're going to actually play, we did a wino. This was a dance tune that we just played.
A wino?
Wino is the name of the genre.
Not spelled W-I-N-O.
No, no.
Which has another meaning.
Although actually our first album is going to be called Winos That We Have Known.
But that could be the name of your band.
Winos.
We're going to do a different genre now. This is a lyrical genre called Yarevi. It's a very romantic genre. And so let's, this for serenades and so on. Thank you.
viendo la vida que estoy pensando, la vida que estoy pensando.
Just at the moment when I thought, when I started to hear flutes in the midst of the music for charangos and guitars, Tom whips out a flute, which is just brilliant. Thank you very much. We heard Hathaway's Kate and James with Tom Torino. And initially, Kate and Tom both on the charango and, of course, James on the guitar throughout. We heard both. James and Tom on vocals, which is really kind of neat because it occurred to me as you started that there are serious similarities between the way you two guys sing.
Oh, nice.
At least as I've heard you before, and I was having trouble figuring out who's who. And then Tom disappears.
I take that as a great compliment.
Yeah. And then Tom disappears and pulls out the flute. So that's, I think, the inventory of who you'd heard doing what. In that music that was clearly a serenade. I heard love mentioned in there. I heard poor somebody or another mentioned in there.
Yep. How does that verse go?
Pobre something.
A rico por su dinero.
A rico por su dinero, a pobre por calidad.
Yeah, so the rich...
A kiss and a hug
to whoever.
To whomever, and then to the rich for their money and to the poor for their quality. And... yeah, it's a good line.
So this is a seriously social song.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's actually a good drinking song.
So Cerrito de Huaxapata is the title of it, and that's a little mountain that sits over the city of Puno on Lake Titicaca in southern Peru. And it's this hill that all the kids go up there and party during carnival. And so the song is sort of dedicated to this spot where they party.
Hathaway's and Tom will be at the Iron Post in Urbana Sunday evening at 7 o'clock playing a concert of Peruvian music. You can also hear Hathaway's both as a duo and sometimes with a backing band performing at various times. Check out there. What's the best place to go to get your up-to-date schedule?
Our webpage, hathawaysmusic.com.
Okay, because I know I believe you have a Facebook presence, but I don't know if it
we have Facebook as
current. Kate, I'm curious, since Tom said earlier that the charango typically played by boys serenading girls, when you go down to Peru, what do they think of seeing this girl playing the charango? Or has that become something that is more common?
Well, they've actually really have appreciated and liked it everywhere that we've gone, and that's why I keep going back, because they really, I think, like the idea that there's a North American who's playing their instrument. And I think the fact that I'm a female is even more shocking.
So it really is still unusual, if not unheard of.
I wouldn't say it's not unheard of. James and I are actually going back to Cusco this fall for a charango festival. It's Charangos del Mundo. And we went last year, and there was one other female charanguista there. She was from Colombia. And so it's not unheard of anymore. There's more women, I think, who are playing the charango. But it's still predominantly, I would say, a male's instrument.
How many people were in that festival?
I think there's about 25 or 30.
And two of us were female.
Yeah, two female. So, and the other thing to think about is, so that it's not sort of taboo in mestizo society for women to play these instruments. I was speaking really about indigenous villages where, you know, women just don't. And I asked women why don't you want to play the pan pipes? And they said, no, that's for men. You know, it'd be sort of me asking you, well, Kevin, why don't you wear a dress to work in the morning? Well, I don't know. That's for women.
You know, but this is radio. I certainly could if I wanted.
Yeah, you could. In fact, he has, actually.
Or tell people that I am. And who would know? James, I'm curious, this whole Peruvian music thing, is this something that you have felt railroaded into, or have you just gone along comfortably the whole time?
That is a good question. No. Well, Kate came home after... she'd been hanging out with this guy at school, you know, and she brought this little instrument home and started playing it. And I was like, I was pretty taken by it right away. And I remember that song that you played earlier, that was one of the first tunes that Kate wrote.
From your EP.
From our EP. Uh-huh. That was one of the first tunes I ever heard Kate play an original that she was writing. And I grabbed
on charango.
On charango. And I grabbed the guitar and was like, hey, well, this part goes with that, and I can do these harmonies. And that's kind of when we started doing this whole thing, Peruvian music. And I wouldn't say I actually convinced her to let me play with her on with her using this instrument. So I didn't feel pressured into it at all. I really love the Andean music. So.
Yeah, James definitely talked me into it. When I was playing that first song, I was like, wait, can I do this? This isn't Peruvian music.
Is this legal?
Me writing with it. Like, is this going to insult, you know, a South American culture in any way? And so I immediately, James and I wrote several songs, and I immediately showed Tom them and kind of got his opinion. And he pushed me to continue doing it. And I'm glad I did, because our first trip to Peru together, James and my first trip, the Peruvians really liked it, so I'm glad.
And just the fact that you're going back repeatedly, and that, James, either you're learning Spanish or you knew it already.
I'm pretty good. I'm, for all things considered, I can get around there pretty well. This is our third trip. This is going to be our third trip back together. Mm-hmm. So that's something else.
I mean, if I may speak to it so they don't have to say it themselves, they're actually a big hit down there.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, I mean, so... When Kate goes, she gets written up in what is the New York Times of Peru. And I was up in Cusco waiting for her to come up last summer or something. And there's her picture in this paper. And I'm going, you know, wow, you know, she got there the night before and she's in the paper and she's on TV. I didn't know whether I should pick her up or not. She was too famous.
Yeah, and you've been down there for how many years, and how many times have you showed up in the paper?
Never. They're just not interested in me at all.
Tom, your name's in all the articles that I'm in, though.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
That's because you're not a girl playing the charango.
Well, you know, okay, I promised I wouldn't talk too much, but the reason I think that one of the reasons that there's, besides that they're good, is that they've somehow captured a Peruvian feel with a North American, you know, so when they do their songs, they're North American songs, but they have a kind of Peruvian feel to them, and Peruvians get that. And so here they are, you know, they listen to a lot of American music, but here now they're listening to American music that has been filled with the soul of their music. And it's pretty appealing to them, I think. I mean, I think that's kind of what it is. These guys have had this, they've kind of blended it in a really successful way.
So that's an even better endorsement, no offense, Tom, than getting Tom's okay to sort of fuse, to use a term that gets used a lot, to fuse this music together, is to take it down there and say, hey, we recognize what you're doing, and we like it. So congratulations. And I'm really enjoying what you're doing. I mean, and this is pretty straight up Peruvian music, what we're hearing today, except what we heard at the beginning of the show, where it's sort of independent pop music influenced by music from Peru, mostly through this instrument called the charango. Mm-hmm. We're talking with siblings Kate and James Hathaway, and Tom Torino, who is certainly Kate's mentor, and I gather has become something of one for James as well. And they're all going to be playing this sort of music at the Iron Post in Urbana Sunday night, starting at 7 o'clock, running till about 9:30 or so. And you're listening to them live here on Live and Local on FM 90.9, where our broadcast is made possible by a grant from the Meredith Foundation, dedicated to supporting the musical arts in performance and presentation. I'm Kevin Kelly. On tomorrow's show, we have a blues guitarist and singer from Chicago, Donna Harula, who will be at the Iron Post, I think, tomorrow night as a presentation of the Champaign-Urbana Folk and Roots Festival. And she'll be playing for us live as well. It's been a wonderful week for live music here on Live and Local. Certainly hope you've enjoyed it and that you'll join us again tomorrow during the noon hour.
So we're going to do a tune now. It's a composition of mine that I composed back in the early 80s and recorded with this one of the bands I was working with in Austin. And just talking about sort of the fusion of pop music. And so this tune, some hip-hop producer in L.A. found our record in an old record store and took this tune and made it a kind of what kind of music would you call this? Christina Milian song "Dip It Low." What kind of music is that?
Just pop. I mean, it's R&B kind of
R&B pop dance. Yeah. So this tune and this charango part became the basis of this song that kind of went to number two on the pop charts.
"Dip It Low."
Literally did.
So last Dana, but it's we do it a different way.
Yeah.
with intro. Thank you.
So when this hip-hop band picked up this song, did they get your permission? And have you reaped huge royalties from it?
We don't want to talk about this right now, Kevin.
Huh? Yeah, we're going to leave that alone. Okay, fine. Fair enough. Hathaways with Tom Torino here on Live and Local on FM 90.9. They are happy to take suggestions for their band name.
But I think we've got it, really. Hathorinos. I mean,
Hathorinos. That sounds like there's a local band that I think didn't last long called the Javelinas. That sort of reminds me of.
Yep.
So it could be a sort of form of animal. They're performing at the Iron Post in Urbana Sunday night at 7 o'clock. Iron Post is in downtown Urbana. In fact, I think three of our five shows this week on Live and Local have previewed shows that are at the Iron Post, which tells you something about the Iron Post. I mean, yep. It's a wonderful place for going to hear music nearly every night of the week.
Yep.
And if not every night, awfully close to it. And many thanks to Paul Wirth for providing this venue and for welcoming the music to the community. I mean, there's lots of clubs in the area that do provide music, but not of this type, with this frequency, of this variety, which is really wonderful.
No, we owe a lot. The music scene in this town owes a lot to Paul, a lot.
And it's been a while, it occurs to me, since I've had Paul on the show. We'll have to do that again sometime and get kind of an overview of some other things that he's got coming up. And if you want to let us know about venues in your community that you just think aren't being represented, by all means, write to me. Easiest web address, although it's not the one I use the most frequently, is willcalendar@illinois.edu, willcalendar@illinois.edu. I said web address. It's an email address. And happy to know about your events that are going on. James has picked up a furry drum.
Bombo.
What is it called?
Bombo from Argentina.
Bombo, B-O-M-B-O. And what's with the fur that looks like it's covering the thing?
You'll hear it.
We will hear the fur.
Well, you'll hear the quality of the damp. It kind of has this ringing sound. We're going to do a vidala from Argentina. Well, at least the genre is from Argentina. This is an original composition.
Thank you. That seems particularly meditative music.
It's related to that Yaravi, that serenade piece we played, that kind of slow piece we played on the charango earlier.
Although that one started slow and picked up.
Right. Well, there was two different songs, actually.
Oh, it was. Okay. Mm-hmm. We heard Tom Torino on the, is
Kena.
It particular? Kena?
It's K-E-N-A. Mm-hmm.
K-E-N-A, the Kena. What is the flute made of?
It's cane.
It's cane.
Got a notch at the end, and you blow across the notch. This is actually one of the harder instruments I play. It's a very tight embouchure. Mm. And if you don't keep your muscles up, you're in trouble.
It's played, it looks like it's played like a recorder. At least it's held like a recorder.
Right, it's a vertical flute.
But it's blown into very differently. Right. Kate Hathaway on the charango, and James Hathaway playing the, what kind of drum? Bombo.
Bombo.
Which does have fur on one or both heads.
Both heads, goat skin.
And the body.
Well, I guess this is cowhide and this is goat skin.
And this is from your own collection, I imagine. I would love to see your house. I've never been
You're
to your
welcome.
House. That must be full of all kinds of wonderful instruments.
Yep.
And the amazing thing is Tom can probably play nearly all of them, competently, if not as exceptionally well.
What shall we do for a finale? What would you like to do? One more wino?
Do you want to do the
Pariwana? Yeah, let's do Pariwana. Okay. This is an indigenous song that we made up the first part because it was such a short song that we thought it needed more, so we added a whole section of our own, which is not uncommon. People do that in Peru all the time.
So this is authentic performance practice.
Yes. Thank you.
Tom Torino with Kate and James Hathaway. They are going to be performing Sunday night at 7 o'clock at the Iron Post in Urbana. This sort of Peruvian, Andean, South American music. We've covered various countries, I think, either directly or indirectly, and an occasional original composition with other sorts of things mixed in. Hathaway's, you can find out more about by going to their website, which is hathawaysmusic.com. Tom Torino does not have a website, hence his surprise early. Oh, I could read you a whole bit here. But you can find, you can look for one of Tom's other bands. What is the new Cajun band?
The Cajun band is called the Cornstalkers.
The Cornstalkers.
Cajun band, and we're playing on September 9th at Allerton.
Allerton Park.
Yeah, fantastic. So they're getting those concerts back up and running, so I was really excited to be playing out there. I'm playing with another trio, Kate Fritz, who you had in here just a little while ago.
Wonderful fiddle player.
And Claire Johnson, another wonderful fiddle player. We're playing this Friday night at the dance at
the Phillips Center.
Yep.
For the Urbana Country Dancers.
Yep, we're playing the concert.
As in tomorrow night?
As in tomorrow night.
Wow, that's fantastic. Okay, well, we need to book you for the Cornstalkers before September 9th. How's that?
That'll be good.
We'll see what we can do about that. It's Live and Local on FM 90.9. It was a real treat to have you guys on the show. Best of luck on Sunday night.
Thank you.
And thanks, Kevin, for having us.
Future things coming up. You're listening to 90.9 WYLL FM and HD Urbana with translators, W266 AF Urbana and W293 AF Danville, NPR Classical Music, and more for Central Illinois. WYLL is a member-supported service of the College of Media at Illinois, and we have support from the Corkscrew Wine Emporium, 203 North Vine, Urbana, with wine tastings on Saturdays from 3 to 6:30 p.m. in the Bouvon Wine Bar. This Saturday's tasting features a sampling of non-traditional or unusual wines, followed from 7 to 9 by the music of the Boneyard Jazz Quintet. Details are on the Corkscrew's Facebook page. Here's a little bit from Hathaway's CD called, EP, I should say, called Hand Me Down, and this is with the wonderful title of Panda Sorrow Part 1.